Hi, welcome to Christmas Throughout the Year, where I talk about everything and anything in between that. This is my second segment, so I do four. I will be doing them every week till Christmas. You can find my podcast wherever you get your podcast. Today I'm going to talk about the tree stumps, the actual pot that you put your Christmas tree in. On the bottom, if you get a real tree, these are for real trees. I never liked them, and I hate how you have to bolt them into the trunk of the tree on the bottom. I don't know how you feel about that, but I think they need to come up with a better system than those things that you put down on the floor and then you screw in the... And I always had to hold the tree like in between. So it could be screwed on the bottom. You know, the kids tried to help when they were younger. And I just think they need to come out with something different than that. Like something other than that stand that they have. Because then you have to water it every day and water it. My father-in-law was an engineer and he had everything outlined. I mean, a real engineer. I mean, he was very methodical about things. He was, he actually, instead of watering his tree, he had a drain system where he would put a tube which would go all the way up to the tree and the water would come out down through the tree. It was like a funnel. It was the neatest thing. I've never seen it before. And he's deceased now. He's been deceased for years. But the man had everything out, like he knew where, what was going on, what tree, what side of the tree, how far the tree was going to go up. He had high ceilings. They had an older home, beautiful home. It was like 5 bedrooms, 2 baths. It was a fireplace. It was beautiful, old windows. And he had always a 6-foot tree when he, and they always got a real tree no matter the kids were out married or what, they got a real tree. And it was just the way he set it up. Everything was outlined. But engineers do that. They have a way because they're just, that's just the engineering in them. But I was really impressed. If you want to do that, instead of getting down there all the time every day and watering it and like, oh my God, I got to water this. Because with the heat on in the winter, it dries the water up in the bottom. You can do a funnel type of thing like he did and put it up through the up to the tree and then the water will come out through the funnel. It's something you should look into because it saves you from bending down and watering it every day. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to mention that because I thought it was a genius idea. And but my father-in-law was genius anyways. He was like, I mean, there's nothing that gentleman didn't know. So he fought in the Japanese War. So, you know, he flew a special plane. And he had a lot of stories to tell. But anyhow, if you get a real tree, I don't get a real tree. I get an artificial. I'm done with that. I did that with the kids as they were growing up. They wouldn't be artificial in my home with the kids growing up. It always had to be real. And I don't do it anymore. You know, my kids are grown and married and I'm here. So, but that is something to think about with the funnel for the tree, for the water. It's just an idea to give you, to put it out there. And it would save you a lot of time, like I said, bending down and watering the tree. So, trees are out already. I've seen them. I don't know why they're out so early, but they are. So start looking around for the prices and I don't know what the prices of trees are this year. I don't really follow the real trees, but, you can take a look around in your, landscape area or wherever you get your tree. If you go to a tree place or whatever. So, thank you for listening and have a great day.